fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret.
In studio with us, very proud to have this, and there's quite a crowd that's gathered and assembled to see this. He's the host of a show called Mail Call on the History Channel. He has written a book that mirrors the name, Mail Call. This book takes Q's and kicks A's. He's the been featured in numerous movies. Please welcome to the show, and sitting across from me right now, R. Lee Ermey.
Hello, Kansas City. Hi, Brian. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here.
I love coming to Kansas City, but the biggest problem I have, this is home. You know, I live here. I grew up here in Kansas City. Matter of fact, we were just talking earlier, and 1707 Rosedale Drive is still there.
That was your home. That was your boyhood home?
That was it. And it's still there, and the old stone garage is still there. But, you know, I was there from the age of two until about six, and then we bought a farm out west of Kansas City, about 14 miles, and it was 10448 State, and we drove out there because I had a four-hour break in between radio shows today.
Mm-hmm.
We drove out to have a look at the old farm, and it's always the farm boy's dream, you know, to go out and get rich and come back and buy the family farm. Well, I'm afraid they built the Kansas City Speedway right on top of my farm. That's right.
Is there any way that you maybe could get some money out of them now? Well, say, well, you know, that was our place before.
I don't know. Maybe it'd be a good investment to see if I need to talk to invest in that Speedway, and then I could kind of like own part of the farm, right?
So that was the farm. That's where you guys. So what age did you move away from Kansas City?
Well, we left when I was about 14 when we left Kansas City.
Okay.
And we moved out to Washington State. My dad was never happy anywhere he went, and he's still not happy. He's out in Washington State now. He's 80. Be 81 in two more months. But we went out there, and I finished growing up in Washington State. But it was just a couple of years before I joined the Marine Corps. I was 17 when I went. Matter of fact, the day I was 17.
No kidding.
My parents insisted that I go in the military, along with the judge, of course. I might add, the judge was kind of pushy in that direction as well. But it all turned out really good. I've been associated with the Marine Corps now for 44 years.
And that's something. Mail Call, this book takes Q's and kicks A's. And this is kind of patterned after your TV show on the History Channel, which I love, by the way.
Well, I was, you know, I travel all the time. I work 7 days a week, and if I'm not there doing it, I'm on the airplane coming home to pack a clean bag to get back on the airplane to go do it. And so I'm on the airplane a lot, and here I am flying from L.A. to Washington, D.C. or New York, and it's a five-hour trip, and I'm sitting there picking my nose and scratching my butt and trying to figure out how to be a little more constructive and nothing to do. So I decided, you know, what the heck? Why not just dabble into this writing adventure a little bit? So, first of last year, I decided that we would go with the book. I've enlisted a little bit of help here and there. There's no question about it. And at the end of the day, we had the book all finished up by June, July, August, about August, we were all wrapped up with the book, and nothing to do but the artwork, the cover, and, you know, approve all those things. And it hit the market just recently, and now I'm signing mail call books instead of Full Metal Jacket tapes.
Right. And, you know, and it's kind of funny because when you were going to come in here, when they said, you know, he's going to be in studio, I didn't know whether to be intimidated or if I should hide under the desk.
Yeah, but you, Brian, you can see that I'm just a sweet guy. My wife calls me Cream Puff. Come on. I'm just a lovable old, well, I'm kind of grouchy. But you know, the old bark's never as bad as the bite. You know, I'm an okay guy.
Do you ever get sick of people asking you to give them the old Sergeant Hartman?
Yeah, I just don't do it because, you know, it's like every show I go on, it's a family show. And I don't think that people should be forced to listen to a bunch of rhetoric, and actually the language is atrocious, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of hard to clean it up. I can do the first scene out of Full Metal Jacket. I've managed to clean that up. So if, you know, generally if they ask me to do something, that's what I'll do for them. But anything else, you know, if I, like, personal, come down on
right.
me, you know, chew me out. Well, you have to swear in order to do
well,
that,
well, sure.
Brian.
You've got
to
be in character, right?
That's right. You've got to
yes.
swear. You've got to spit out, hurl out those foul words. and you just can't do that on, I mean, after, what was her name, old Janet Jackson flashed her upper torso at the Super Bowl, you know, the government's coming down on everybody.
You know, I think our buddy Matt back there is ready on the delay button just in case.
Ah, okay. Well, Matt can just relax. Relax back there, Matt, because I've cleaned up my act, and I don't swear as a rule in real life. So, you know, unless
well,
it's written.
You've got daughters, right? You've got kids?
I have three daughters and a son. The reason I have four is because the son was last. Figure it out.
Of course. Right, yes. What qualifies you for the book and for the movies, etc., you were, as you said, associated with the Marine Corps now for over 40 years, four decades.
44.
1.5 tours in Vietnam.
Been to Iraq twice.
You went to entertain the troops in Iraq.
I've been over there, went over twice, 2 weeks at a time. This last year I went to Afghanistan for 2 weeks. You know, my life is, I have been blessed. There's no question about it. My life is full of adventure. Every mail call episode that I do is just another adventure. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get out of bed in the morning, out of the rack, so I can go do another mail call show.
The military lingo.
I'm having a great time. Yep. Life is good. And I do a lot of charity. I tried to get you to ask me about a charity that I'm doing
there.
With the VFW.
Look at he's already okay. pushing me there. No, yeah. We're going to get there. I did. Yeah, I wondered if you'd ask or answer a couple of questions about Full Metal Jacket. It seems so pervasive. And especially, you know, what I was thinking about when I was kind of investigating you, so to speak, for a lot of people, maybe a younger generation, their stories about Vietnam, about war, shaped and come from movies like Full Metal Jacket, maybe even to a point like Good Morning Vietnam or Apocalypse Now. But it's so prevalent in what we hear for the past couple of years now. Swift Boat veterans and John Kerry in Vietnam. But your movie, that movie was lauded as one of the most realistic looks at the war and the military.
Stanley Kubrick directed that movie, and Stanley was a perfectionist, and I was his technical advisor slash actor slash writer, and all we wanted to do, Stanley was on my team, we wanted it to be as true to life as we possibly could. Now, you will get Vietnam veterans that will disagree because we had three. We had one Corps, two Corps, and three Corps, mm-hmm. I Corps. And we did it. It was done differently in each of the different sectors of Vietnam. Number one, the Air Force basically dominated Three Corps.
Mm-hmm.
The Army basically dominated Two Corps. And the Marine Corps basically dominated I Corps.
Right.
So nobody will agree.
I mean,
we did it differently in I Corps than we did at Three Corps. So if we can have the greatest movie in the world just as true as we could for our unit in I Corps, and people in two and three corps is going mm-hmm. to say, oh, that's a piece of garbage, we didn't do it like that, that wasn't correct, and so it's really, you can't please everybody, you just
sure.
can't do it.
Do you think it's, you know, for the people that are trying to get a view of what it's like, was it what you went through?
I think very close. And you have to understand, I don't just go on my own instincts and my mm-hmm. own my own background and history. I call. I've got a book full of old retired sergeant major, Marine sergeant majors, and if I have any kind of a question whatsoever, there's any doubt in my mind,
mm-hmm.
I make 10, 15, 20 phone calls.
Sure.
Now, whoever has this comes up with basically the same scenario, that's who I'm going with. And that's plain and simple. Now, the one thing that we can say was absolutely, impeccably, perfectly true was the boot camp portion of Full Metal Jacket.
Okay, right.
I wrote everything I said. I wrote everything that Gunnery Sergeant Hartman said
mm-hmm.
in Full Metal Jacket. And he dominated the first half of that movie. And that is the way that Marine Corps recruit training was back in the 60s,
right.
back in that era.
Do you think the movie scared off anybody from joining the military? Or conversely, do you think it piqued anybody's interest to say, is it really like this? I want a piece of this.
Well, you would think, and it crossed my mind, if we show boot camp really the way that it was, am I going to scare people off? Is the Marine Corps going to have to start drafting in order to fill its ranks? However, what really came out to be is I am approached almost daily. And I spend more time with the Marine Corps than I do my own family. And the family has grown up like that. I mean, they've been with me for the same wife for 30 years here.
Sure.
And so they've evolved with it and they support me 100%. But the guys, I spend time with the Marine Corps and I'm blessed in that I can, because I admire these people. They're great guys. They're my family. And there's not a day goes by but what some sergeant major or first sergeant or gunnery sergeant doesn't approach me and say, Gunny, you're the reason why I joined the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's got to be a good feeling, too.
You have to understand who fills the ranks of the Marine Corps. It's not the guys that will accept second best. They want to go to the toughest, roughest training organization that they can possibly go to. The Marine Corps is renowned worldwide as being the toughest organization that the civilized world has to offer to modern man.
Right? You got to be awfully glad that they're on our side.
Yeah, and so that is a challenge. That brings a challenge up to these people, and that's why these people walk up to me and say, Gunny, you're the reason I went to the Marine Corps. I seen Full Metal Jacket, and that looked like a great challenge to me, and I wanted to see if I could measure up, and that's why they went in the Corps.
Please don't look through my knapsack, by the way. My dad wants to know, by the way, one last question. What's the best assault weapon?
I have to say the AK-47.
There you go.
But then on the other hand, I'm a loyal American, and I think the M14 or the M1A1 with a Mil-Dot sniper scope. That's what I use to deer hunt with, and I shoot them at 1,000 yards.
My gosh. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right.